The destructive effects of radiation on living systems are traceable to interactions between individual particles, photons, neutrons, and molecules in the affected organism, he pointed out.
Quantum events, I said.
Yes, and so a cell that has just undergone a mutation and one that has not lie on narratives that are separated by only a single forking and hemmed space.
Aging, I said, is due to transcription errors in the sequences of dividing cells, which are also quantum-level events.
Yes. It is not difficult to see how a plausible and internally consistent mythology could arise, according to which nuclear waste handlers invented a praxis to mend radiation damage, and later extended it to mitigate the effects of aging, and so on.
And so on seemed to cover an awful lot of possibilities, but I thought better of pursuing this. You're aware, I said, of how explosive that mythology is, if it gains currency in the Seculum.
He shrugged. The Seculum was none of his concern, but the Convox was a different matter.
Some here want badly to see that mythology promoted to fact. It would give them comfort.
Javarn was asking some weird questions about it, I said, and nodded at a procession of Matterites wafting across the lawn some distance away. It was a gambit. I hoped to bond with Fra Jad by giving him an opening to agree with me that those people were weird and obnoxious, but he slid around it.
There is more to be learned from them than from any others at the Convox.
Really?
It would be impossible to pay too much attention to the cloaked ones.
Two Matterites detached themselves from the procession and set a course for Avershon's dowment. I watched Javarn and Orhan come towards us for a few moments, wondering what Jad saw in them, then turned back to the Thousander. But he had slipped inside. Javarn and Orhan approached silently and entered the dowment after greeting me, rather stiffly, on the veranda. Arcibald and Barb were 100 feet behind them.
Results? I demanded.
A piece of the packed ship is missing, Barb announced.
That structure you've been studying.
It's where the missing piece used to be attached.
What do you think it was?
The intercosmic transport drive, obviously, Barb scoffed. They didn't want us to see it because it's top secret, so they parked it farther out in the solar system.
How about your group, Arcibald?
That ship is patched together from subassemblies built in all four of the packed cosmi, Arcibald announced. It is like an archaeological dig. The oldest part is from Pangee. Very little of it remains. There are only a very few odds and ends from Diasp. Most of the ship is made of material from the Antarct and Quator cosmi. Of the two, we are fairly certain that Quator was visited more recently.
Good stuff, I said.
How about you? What results have been produced by your group, Raz? Barb asked.
I was collecting my things, getting ready to go inside. Arcibald shuffled over to help me.
It sloshed, I said.
Sloshed?
When the Hedron made its spin move the other evening, the rotation wasn't steady. It jiggled a little. We conclude that the spun part contains a large mass of standing water, and when you hit it with a sudden rotation, the water sloshes. And I went off into a long riff about the higher harmonics of the sloshing and what it all meant. Barb lost interest and went inside.
What were you discussing with Fra Jad? Arcibald asked.
I didn't feel comfortable divulging the part of the talk that had been about praxis, so I answered, truthfully.
The Matterites. We're supposed to keep an eye on them, learn from them.
Do you suppose he wants us to spy on them?
Arcibald asked, fascinated.
This gave me the idea that Arcibald wanted, for some reason, to spy on them, and was looking for Jad's blessing.
He said it would be impossible to pay too much attention to the cloaked ones.
Is that how he phrased it?
Pretty near.
He said cloaked ones rather than Matterites.
Yes.
They're not Matterites at all,
Arcibald said in an excited whisper.
I'll take that if you don't mind, I said.
For in his eagerness to help, he had reached for my cutting board. I confiscated the knife.
You think I'm so profoundly insane that I can't be trusted with sharp objects,
Arcibald said, crestfallen.
Arcibald, if they aren't Matterites, what are they? Pangendrums in disguise?
He looked as if he were about to spill a great secret, but then Sewer Triss came around and he clammed up.
"I'll take your hypothesis under advisement," I said, "and weigh it on the steelyard against the alternative, which is that the Matterites are Matterites."